Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline here at 7:37. We're joined by Master Trooper Gary Cutler with the Colorado State Patrol. We're also sure that wherever you happen to be throughout Southern Colorado over the long Labor Day holiday weekend, you will see the presence of the State Patrol as the heat is on, and this is another big enforcement period looking to crack down on impaired driving throughout the state. Good morning, Trooper.
Good morning. Yes, it is. We are going to have extra troopers out again for the holiday weekend, and we're always telling people that we shouldn't have to tell them this, but you know, drinking and driving is not a good mix, and if we see you out there, we will arrest you, because this is just something we can't tolerate, and especially with a lot of the crashes we've seen out there with DUI involved crashes, it's just we've got to put a stop to it.
Exactly, and this is one of the kind of high presence enforcement periods, which means that your whole goal is to make sure that people know that the troopers are out and about, to have this that extra level of deterrent, correct?
Absolutely. We'll have troopers out there that are specifically targeting and looking for drunk drivers out there. And, you know, this is always a big one for us here with the Labor Day weekend, because it's kind of the big ending for the summer. So people like to go out there and have a lot of fun, and we like to see them do that. Just do it responsibly. Make sure you have a designated driver. Even one or two drinks can put you over sometimes. People have different tolerances of alcohol, and if you're weaving because of that, you can still get a DUI on that. So you just need to make sure it's just, you know, no alcohol for the driver, and let everybody else enjoy it. But, you know, don't get in behind the wheel after you've had some drinks.
Master Sergeant Trooper, Master Trooper, there we go, Cutler. I always want to add many, many, many ranks to your title there. When you're talking about, though, in this day and age of Lyft and Uber being so ubiquitous, I mean, is it surprising to you that we aren't seeing traffic accidents that are related to drunk driving ease off more?
It is. You know, you'd think and you'd hope that those kind of application for people would reduce the amount of drinking and driving they're doing. But I think sometimes people just look at it as it's a convenience for them to get in their vehicle, even if they have been driving. Some of them, when they think, well, I'm only driving a few blocks, I've covered the crashes, I've arrested the individuals that were only driving a few blocks from a bar or a friend's house, and it was because they couldn't drive with the intoxication that they have. So, yeah, utilize your friends. Utilize those other driving services. So, you know, get something so that you don't have to get behind that wheel and endanger yourself, your family, and other people on the road.
Okay. And I know your partners on the state waterways also would say the same applies for drinking and boating, right?
It does. We've done some team ops with our parks rangers out there. It's the same thing. They have some deadly and injury crashes out there with boats. Drinking and operating any type of equipment is just not recommended, and it's illegal. So people need to keep that in mind. And it's not just that moment of getting arrested at that point. This follows you. And so you need to make sure that, you know, you don't let this happen. And the way to do that is find a designated driver, or just don't drink and drive.
All right, Master Trooper Gary Cutler of the Colorado State Patrol, we appreciate you coming on, issuing those words of warning, and certainly folks need to be aware this is a serious problem. It can be a life or death decision that people are making, so make the right one. Make the decision in light of how you can keep yourself and others safe. We appreciate your time, sir.
All right, thank you.